It's not something that you should be earning. It's not something that you should feel like you need to earn. And so I hope that you can really lean into it too.
You've just tuned into Rebel Wellness Podcast, your resource for realigning and revitalizing your health and well-being. I'm your host, Kaylee, also known as Coach Kales. I'm a holistic health educator, certified nutritionist, and fitness professional of nearly a decade. I'm stoked to have you with us. You just joined a community of amazing souls who are ready to break free from the confines of the often outdated and confusing health advice all around us. Living in a world overwhelmed by quick fix diets and unrealistic beauty and body standards, us rebels stand for change. If you're like me, you're exhausted with the confusion and polarization plaguing the social media health scene. My mission is to empower you to step beyond today's diet culture. Adopt a holistic health approach paired with the foundations of science for lasting, well-rounded wellness. Through teaching you how to tune in and embrace your mind, body, and soul, we'll reject one-size-fits-all solutions, realigning you on a better path that honors your unique needs and values. With new episodes weekly, this podcast is your sanctuary for deep wellness exploration, featuring expert advice, real-life stories, and a true commitment to your growth. Your journey to better health and simplicity in life begins now. Let's jump right in. What's up, Rebels? Welcome back to the show. Today's episode is not actually going to be about any health strategies, tips, macros, all that kind of stuff, you know, like we've been discussing the last several seasons. But this is, you know, going back to my roots. You know that if you've been a listener of Rebel Wellness for a while, you know that I do love to sprinkle in some real life kind of personal mindset style episodes. And it's been a minute since we've done one of those. And so this one I felt like is a real good, perfect opportunity to kind of open up to you guys a little bit about, you know, the aftermath of my soft girl season, because it's been anticipated that I kind of go back to like what happened, how did it go, like the reality of it, you know, especially if you're somebody who has been eager to know, like, how did it go for you, or how is it going rather, because it's, you know, it's kind of one of those things where I don't think that it's just like a short season. I don't think that that really can be productive for most of us, you know, especially if we are somebody who has a lot of things, like a lot of bad patterns to kind of break free from or evolve into a like better version. There's a variety of things that can really come from a soft girl season and that I have observed and experienced. And I thought that it would be good to just kind of have a heart-to-heart episode for you guys, because it's kind of like the messy, beautiful unfolding that happens when you choose alignment over constant output. And so I kind of wanted to invite you into the real behind the scenes of what this soft girl season has brought up, and also a big cone of announcement of why I decided to take a short break from the show for the summer. Only from the summer. I'm not quitting. You know, that is not at all what this break is. It's, you know, like I said, it's walking the walk. Because I think that sometimes we get really caught up in, you know, especially if you're another business girly or somebody who works in the space of modern marketing, you kind of have to show up all the time, or else you become out of the algorithm, or, you know, a variety of different things happen to you as an online business or somebody just in the kind of more social media space, because podcasting is, you know, still in the social medias. And so for me, this was a very complicated decision. I've been literally stewing on it for over a month, and I'm going to talk about like why I'm deciding to do this and like what it means and like how long it's going to be. But at the same time, I do want to remind you guys that like this is not an easy choice for me, and it's definitely something that I am excited about and also, you know, kind of nervous about, because I'm just going to be like very vulnerable with you that I have always been that person. When I started this podcast, I was like, I'm going to post every week for, you know, up to 4 years. And I didn't necessarily say like I needs to be every week for 4 years. I knew I always committed to at least 4 years of, you know, producing this and seeing how it goes. However, I have realized that a lot of podcasters do seasons and season breaks and things for good reason. You know, it's one of those areas that you do have to have. I guess I'm just going to talk about it now. It's one of those things where you realize that sometimes you can really do better quality work when you take a break and you get more space to plan out and all of that. And for a while, you know, I had kind of toyed with, like, we've done a few short rewind breaks where we take like the month of December and do kind of the best of, but those weeks never end up being really like planning and resting and batching and all that kind of stuff that goes for, you know, really professional, churning, good topics, good conversations style of episodes or for podcasts in general. And so instead of kind of forcing that creativity, even though I've got thousands of things to talk about with you guys all the time, paired with my current life thing of, for those of you who are new here, I am in a graduate program for clinical nutrition, and it is a lot. It is so much. I had this term was honestly insane, but in the best of ways. I loved all my classes this term, and it's everything that I've been wanting to sharpen my skills on and learn all together. So I'm so grateful for this program in general, but it does require full-time attention, and I am still part-time with my in-person clients and stuff. So this has been very challenging for me to kind of navigate, and I've kind of realized that, like, you know what? I have to give my best quality work, and sometimes that does mean adjusting the frequency of things and taking some time to really give it some intentional attention, because I was realizing that juggling all of these things at once, I was starting to be like, I have all these ideas, but I'm not able to record my thoughts and the research and the topics to like the exact quality that I like to do. And I also wanted to bring in more of our interviews, you know, and that means I have to have time for those interviews. And so currently I actually am stacking up a ton of really amazing episode interviews for this next season after this summer break that I'm very excited about for you guys. And those recordings are going to take place over the next couple months when I am in this quote unquote summer break. And so I think that this is going to be really exciting for you guys as my listeners, because I'm going to sharpen and improve how I go about all of this for you. And there's a couple of other back end things that I'm going to change up and just a lot of great stuff. So definitely stay tuned for in a couple of months. I am going to be, you know, coming back with the next season, and it's going to be really great. So I'm excited for you guys to get to, you know, learn all of this stuff that's to come. And I also am going to be testing out a couple of ideas that I have, and I will love to hear your feedback. So please stay kind of in the loop, and I'm going to do my best I can to notify you guys on social media channels. So make sure you're joining my community. You can find the links in show notes, but it's at Kaylee Loren on Instagram or at Rebel Wellness Podcast or both. Those are the best places for you to stay up to date with what's going on, because I am going to continue to try to stay as active on there as possible, because it's, you know, just narrowing down my social media channels right now and having a lot more intentional focus. But yes, like I said, do not worry. I am not stopping the show. I am not giving up or any of that kind of stuff that a lot of people do with podcasts. I am very much passionate about this mode of communication and teaching. And I think that it's something that I probably will always maintain no matter what, even if podcast episodes get more spread out. You know, I was starting to kind of observe a lot of podcasters that I've learned from or I enjoy listening on my own for leisure. And some of them post extremely casually, you know, because they've got other things going on in their business. And like a lot of you guys may not know, like I am before this and what I will be going back to is full-time coaching and high touch, which means like a lot of client interaction every month. And so what I've observed that a lot of people tend to do is they don't, you know, put out podcast episodes constantly because they're more to kind of marry with their business and all of that, which I think could be a really great strategy. So maybe in the far future, that's something I will do. But currently I do kind of like a little consistency because it's a little fun, you know, to have a new episode pop up from one of your favorite podcasts. And hopefully I am one of your favorite podcasts, at least in the wellness space. So, all right, let's dive into a little bit about Soft Girl season and like how, what it was like for me and what some of my biggest takeaways have been so far, because I kind of hope that you might either be inspired to explore it for yourself, or I'd be also curious to know if when you have done or are doing one as well, if you decided to when I was talking about it, or not even just from me, but because a lot of the media space, honestly, has been kind of encouraging women to consider it, especially for those of us that are, you know, high performance hustlers, whether that's owning your own business or actually just, you know, in your career in general, or as a mom, you know, I consider a lot of moms who juggle multiple children very much hustlers. So, I'll be curious. Let me know. DM me if you are feeling like you want to share a little bit of your own personal story with your soft girl season at whatever capacity that is, because I'd love to hear it. So I'm going to start off with kind of saying I definitely expected this season to be kind of more like slowing down, chilling out, reading a book, having some leisure, cooking more, you know, more quality time with my loved ones, all that kind of good stuff, more hormone healing, you know, more significant, and just like unplugging in general. And what it actually became was not entirely that. I will be honest with you guys. So I actually had to reduce my client load by 60% for the cost of living here on the West Coast. You just simply cannot, like, my husband makes great money, but I'm not going to put the entire financial burden on him. That's just like, I don't know. I feel like I can never do that, you know, and it's already really hard for me to pause or, you know, say goodbye for now to a lot of my clients. And it was extremely hard for any of my clients listening who knows that they were one of them, you know, for my remote coaching. Unfortunately, like that was such a hard decision, but it was necessary because I can't uphold any, you know, level of coaching, especially when I'm not seeing them face to face. Like the clients that I still have in my clientele right now is in person. I just can't not give my whole attention or my best quality self. Like it's just too hard for me. So it wasn't anything ever that was personal about them. It was that more I could never see myself reduce the quality of work and attention that I gave to them. So it was just a non-negotiable. I could not keep them in my schedule, at least during this season. You know what I mean? And especially with my business evolving, you know, especially after I complete my degree, that's something that I really want to reorganize and make even better than my past business model. And that's something that's kind of hard, you know, especially as business owners and especially as like self-made women. Like a lot of us don't have the roadmap, and a lot of women are sharing more things, but like somebody else's roadmap of how they ran their successful coaching business or whatever is not always going to be the same as how it works for somebody else, especially given like where you live and what you specialize in and what you're passionate about, you know? So coming into that, you know, last fall when that was the start of my soft girl season, I actually faced the discomfort of slowing down. Like I couldn't find myself just chilling out. And I think that this might resonate with a lot of you guys. I think it really happens to a lot of us and we just don't realize it, that we almost feel guilty for like downtime and just resting, like it's lazy or something. And I think some of us have wired our nervous systems to basically just like not stop finding something to do. And I've actually reflected on this a lot the last like, well, I don't know, like 7 years at least, where I realized that I have to be productive. And to me, that means like accomplish something, whether it's a task or a work thing or communication with a partner, or like, I don't even know. It's the weirdest thing. Like, I have to be.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know, when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself, talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Productive. And I would say the last several years, I've gotten better at like not necessarily producing something and like finishing something, checking something off my to-do list. But at the same time, when I was facing cutting back on work, I almost felt this kind of need to prove to my partner that like I was making progress, because we agreed, like, you know, kind of a shift in some of our balance with not only finances, but like, you know, like things around the house or whatever, because I kind of felt like, okay, well, if I'm stepping back from work a little bit to take some rest for like my mental health and my physical health and, you know, figuring out the next direction that I wanted to like truly take with my business, like it felt like I needed to kind of make up for it, quote unquote. I don't know. And actually, some other podcasters I've been listening to that are women that are in their early 40s, so like a 10 years ahead of me, have talked about the same exact thing. Like, I love listening to Powerhouse Women's podcast. I think it's Lindsay Schwartz is her name. And she was talking about how she actually right now is coming out of having been in that phase as well, in a slowdown, where she finally did a slowdown. And that she had said that, like, she kind of felt like she had to earn the help, or like that she had to reciprocate to get the help that she was receiving, in a way where she had to like almost like balance the scales, or at least to some extent, that made her feel like, okay, well, if I'm getting help in this area, like especially financially, then I must do something else to make up for it. So for me, it was like, okay, well, I'm just going to do all the cleaning in the house and like take care of all this different stuff and do everything for the dog, you know, and all these things. Just like anything that was not necessarily monetary that like I could make myself of value for, right? And my husband and I had to have conversations about this a lot, because he was like, that's not what I require of you at all, and you're not actually resting. And so I realized that I was like, okay, so I'm not actually doing a good job being slow in the slow girl season. But it was that moment that I started to reflect, and I was like, whoa, okay, so I have something in me, some narrative that has told me that I am not valuable unless I am producing something or working or, you know, whatever, being busy, really. And that was really eye-opening to me, because then I was like, okay, I need to sit with this. I need to explore it. I need to be mindful anytime it keeps coming up, and then try to like check myself. And it took a long time. Like, it took several weeks till I finally started to be like, okay, this is me now. I am not doing all that craziness all the time. I am going to do as much as I want to if I need to, but I'm not going to like overdo it or fill in busy work that is not really necessary. And that's one of the hardest things that I would invite you to explore too, if you're somebody like this, is I think sometimes we put stuff on our to-do list that is not really urgent. And I can't remember the phrasing. I had heard about it years ago at like a, maybe in a self-help book or something, where you essentially have to think about like, is anything on your to-do list like not urgent or immediate? Maybe that means the same thing. And take those like off the list for that day, you know, especially if you're somebody who's struggling with like overload and way too much stuff going on. And so for me, I was like, how much of this stuff am I putting on here that like I just really don't need to do right now? Maybe I don't even need to do this like this month. And it was actually surprising how many things like I just had on my to-do list that like I didn't really need to worry about right now. And that's my like first thing that I'll say was like a huge regret was that like whole season before even starting my grad program, I did not rest or leisurely read a book. I started to, and then I never finished it. Like those several months in that fall, I continued to make myself busy with other things, you know. And I will say in my defense, I guess, a lot of things because of my busyness beforehand, juggling way too much, commuting to the Bay Area for a really far drive daily, constantly, all these different things. A lot of stuff that I had always like needed to do or wanted to do in my personal life had fallen like way behind. So then I was like, oh, great, I've got this time now. So I might as well do all those things. And then I realized that I completely filled up all my other time that used to be working with this. So it was a complete fail. And I have like a joking phrase that all my friends know. And I say Faily because my real name is Kaylee. A lot of people know Kales. But yeah, so I usually call those Faily moments because I'm like, really? So anyways, that's my real honest first flop that happened with my soft girl season that I honestly think most women who probably tried to do a soft girl season who are like me also experience. So if you are somebody who's like that, has been considering a soft girl season, you have to think about that ahead of time. And you probably will just, you may not even realize it because you may be going in like autopilot or something, and that's okay, you know, but it is good to get to the point where you do realize it and can try to continue to work on that otherwise. So, you know, kind of circling back to why now that I'm out of the first two terms of my graduate program where you're just completely unable because it's five courses every term, completely unable to take a pause. And that's why I'm now triaging certain commitments like the podcast so that I can walk the walk and create some space, because it's one of those things where, yes, I'm going to be sad and you might be sad that there's not going to be brand new podcasts coming out, but this is a great opportunity for you to check out season 1 and season 2 and scroll around, see what episodes look interesting to you, because there's a lot of good stuff there, because a lot of our new listeners have definitely come in the last 2 years. So there's probably some good stuff in there. And I actually, you know, I kind of wanted, at first I was thinking I would just continue to reshare some replays during this pause, but I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm just going to let it be a really clean pause for the podcast. But coming back to my slow girl season, the pause that I had there, or the space I created, even though I continued to try my best to fill it, I will say it allowed me the space to finally make the decision to pick the grad school that I wanted to go to and then do it. What I did not expect to do was start so darn soon. I did not realize that the school that I decided to choose, which is NUNM up in Portland, was going to start my degree program's next cohort immediately that winter. So that just aligned kind of in a funny way. I mean, it was probably like a synchronicity with my decisions, but I know that it was kind of jarring for some of my clients because they're like, wait, what? When did you decide to school? And I was like, honestly, this all happened way faster. I know that a lot of people apply like 6 months ahead of time and then they prepare and all that stuff. I literally applied at the end of the application period. They actually had extended it for me. And then I only had 1 month to get my butt in gear, get all the testing. They required a bunch of blood work because it's a clinical program. So you have to be, you know, fully drug free and all that kind of stuff. And so that was like rapid action. It was probably within 6 weeks that I decided, got accepted, did the intake, and then class started the first week of January. So for me, like, everything moved so quickly, but I was like, there's no better time than now. This is like probably the last moment in my life where I don't have maybe a child to take care of and things like that. And, you know, we only have this kind of time in our life once. And I'm realizing now coming out of my 20s that life is moving really fast and you have to make the decisions that you really want. So that's one of my biggest lessons from this slow girl season is you have to really choose yourself first, even if the decisions are uncomfortable, even if they make other people unhappy, because I know so many of my clients were really unhappy with me with pausing or stopping their coaching altogether during this chapter. But I also know that all of those clients were and are capable of, you know, taking their health, everything that we've worked together and like moving forward in their health journey still. For lack of better words, they really didn't need me anymore. And so at least for that chapter or for this chapter, maybe for future chapters. But for now, like, I think that, you know, ultimately I learned that I pushed my grad school desires off for so many years. I actually had applied and gotten into multiple grad schools back in 2021. And then I was like, no, you know what? I need to make enough money. I need to do all this different stuff, you know, being in California and it's like a rat race out here. And so I just let myself stay super busy catering to my clients 24/7, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so, and my health declining because of it. And so like all of that, I would say really allowed me to realize, you know, okay, this is the time to do this. This is why I'm doing this now, you know? And so I would say that ultimately that was one of the biggest things that I was really happy to have had come out of this slowdown, because I finally created space to go back to school too. So that was something that was massively beneficial from this slow girl season, even though a lot of people might look at it like, okay, so you took a couple months off to be sort of part-time and then you decided to go in and do an extremely time-consuming thing. Yes, but it is something that I've always wanted to do ever since I finished my bachelor's degree, and it's accreditation that I need to actually continue to pursue the services and business that I want to create for women in my community. So also, I will say from the slow girl season, I also really saw just how much my health needed me to pay attention to it more. And I definitely talk about that quite a bit, I would say, probably on my Instagram, my personal Instagram. And so it was kind of something where, you know, taking my blood work and checking in on this or that, and then discovering, because through not only what I'm learning in school, but also through continual tracking of blood work throughout the year, my body was starting to progress towards subclinical hypothyroidism. And this is all stuff that you can definitely catch, guys, no matter what your doctor tells you. You do not have to be on the outer end of the TSH range to start catching a hypothyroid trend, we'll say. Pretty much if your thyroid is going, for the functional medicine lens, if your thyroid is starting to exceed a 2 out of your TSH, because that's what most doctors will run, even though we do know TSH is only a little piece of the puzzle with your thyroid, but it is a good indicator that something is starting to go off. And so if you start to go above 2, you should probably consider looking into some deeper tests. And I am working on creating some resources for you guys in that. So again, stay tuned for all my stuff. I have a really, really exciting couple of things that are actually already done that I've been hustling on with one of my amazing friends. She's like family at this point now. And she's just brilliant. I'm so excited to share with you guys. I'm going to be really ambiguous about it right now, but stay tuned for that. Anyways, so my health, I realized, okay, I'm going hypothyroid, and I'm kind of struggling still with this kind of upper abdomen, like adipose deposit that like, so like upper belly fat that was becoming like really stubborn and like noticeable, like out of nowhere. And I was like, what is this all about? So through some more research, I discovered that that is a usual sign of cortisol, well, HPA axis dysfunction, meaning, which I have a ton of posts for educating you on that on my personal business page, but essentially, cortisol is not clearing out of my tissues in my body. How did I discover that? I took a Dutch test. The Dutch test is the dried urine test that is great for checking your metabolites and basically seeing how your body is or isn't really detoxing or processing a variety of nutrients and even, you know, neurotransmitters and all that kind of stuff in your body. I'm trying to make it like little layman's terms for you. Near future episodes, we'll be talking a lot more about that stuff, especially as I complete my education on it and all that kind of stuff. But, and this is something that I want to be able to bring to you guys to be able to provide, because a lot of this functional testing is very key for figuring out like what is currently going on with the systems in your body, especially downstream, because it's metabolites. And meaning that your body, it's like what's coming out of your body. So you can take a lot of information on what isn't working based off of those results, because then you'll see like...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Oh, this organ's supposed to be doing this, and it's not doing this, and blah, blah, blah. Anyways, I did a Dutch test because it's a gold standard for a lot of functional medicine, especially when it comes to hormonal issues and fatigue. And I think I was telling you guys in a past episode that like my muscles the last couple of years haven't been recovering like at all from workouts. And I was stuck for months just using like a 30-pound kettlebell for squats and stuff because I'd be wrecked after my workouts. And I was so confused because, I mean, I've been somebody who's been weightlifting since I was 16 and weightlifting heavy for a long time. And so for me, this was like emotionally extremely challenging as well, because I'm like, what? Like, I am a trainer, like, and I'm strong, like, and I have a lot of muscle maturity. Like, I've been doing this for so long. Like, what is going on with my body? So then I just kind of figured for a while there, like you may have heard from my past episodes, that it was just simply because I was low testosterone from what was, you know, called, I think I referred to back in the day more as like adrenal fatigue, which is, you know, technically incorrect. However, I've described this to a couple of people recently that sometimes there's umbrella terms that we'll use in functional medicine that aren't like scientifically correct with the words, but what they mean is trying to be like an umbrella for a greater issue. So it's kind of like estrogen dominance that may not always be the scenario physiologically that's going on, but it's kind of in this greater umbrella of what might be going on in a body that presents itself a certain way. So adrenal fatigue, kind of an outdated phrase, but it was kind of the only term. So later is usually called like adrenal dysregulation. And that just means like something is not regulated properly with your adrenals. Adrenals correlate to your cortisol. And so for me, later now we have called that, the diagnosis is called HPAD, HPA axis dysfunction. And so for me, that's what I have for running on high for so long and carrying so much stress, and that I'm now dysfunctional in how my body processes out the cortisol it's spitting out. So while my cortisol numbers may not look exactly crazy, especially when they come through on, you know, saliva or blood serum tests, this is where urine comes in, because urine is going to give you how you're detoxing out these metabolites and or metabolizing these hormones rather. That is what a metabolite is. And so that is where I learned that I am producing cortisol and I'm not actually flushing it out of my body. And so all of that explanation comes back around to then depositing fat in your belly. So if you're somebody who's been struggling with like belly fat that just is so stubborn and you have a history of high stress, this is probably why, and this is probably what's going on for you too, especially if you have a little bit more fat kind of developed on that upper abdomen, like above your belly button. And so for me, for the longest time, I never struggled with any of that. And then I would say during my 20s, I started to get a very stubborn little like lower belly roll. And then now, coming into my early 30s, I've got now a little bit more on my upper belly. And I'm just being completely honest with you guys because I'm like, who's to hide it? It's like, I'm not ashamed of it. It's more of what I'm learning is signs of something, you know, and we have to be paying attention to these little things. We can't just be like, oh, I need to put the donuts down or whatever. Cause it's like, the thing for me is like, I'm not eating donuts and that's happening. I'll like the worst thing I'll have is like some of those little mini cones from Trader Joe's or whatever, when my period's hitting and I need some chocolate or something. Like it, that's pretty much how it goes. And, you know, and there's been times where for sure, like when I was extremely high stress and I had gut dysbiosis going on where I was having, and especially with HPAD, like you can really crave sugar, especially because like that kind of cortisol and high stress and poor quality sleep, you know, then your body's like, well, I need an energy source. And so it's going to make cravings for carbs because that's a quick energy source. And so for there was periods of time where for sure I was like a big fan of gluten-free muffins at this one great bakery out here, and I wasn't eating them daily but like once a week. And even if it was just the muffin top, like these are oversized muffins, so it was like a good probably 2 muffins amount of muffin. So like I was very aware of that, but I have not been doing that for months and this stuff won't go away. So that's what led me to doing better functional testing and figuring it out. I also did a GI map, which is the gold standard for stool testing in functional medicine, because then it was pointing towards that I have also gut dysbiosis, which I actually discovered that I even have a marker that is called zonulin, which is a way that they kind of gauge whether or not you have leaky gut. And I have leaky gut. My zonulin was pretty there. And so I'm not going to say it was super high, but it was like in the range where it would be qualified as leaky gut. And so if you didn't know, one of the precursors, I think I've talked about it in the past about like my husband's Hashimoto's. The reason people get Hashimoto's is actually correlated to chronic leaky gut. And then the body starting to have an immune reaction to this leaky gut, because things that are not supposed to get through the gut barrier are getting through the gut barrier, because leaky gut essentially is the tight junctions between the cells in your intestinal lining are starting to spread due to chronic inflammation. And then food particles make their way through those little gaps and they get into your bloodstream. Then your immune system is like, what the heck are you doing here? You're not supposed to be here. So it starts to attack it. And then over time, unfortunately, a lot of those particles are very similar to the tissue on your thyroid, and therefore your thyroid starts to get it, the tissue on your thyroid starts to get attacked by your immune system. So that's kind of like the quickie way to understand modern understanding of Hashimoto's. So for me, I very much could be another one of those women, because women are disproportionately affected by Hashimoto's. I could be on my way to Hashimoto. So this is my chance right now. I've caught it. I've caught the early signs. So now it's up to me to make the changes to reverse it and or, well, yeah, reverse it. Because fortunately with gut health stuff, you can actually repair a lot of that. And so I'm actually going to be following a gut protocol to repair it. I also have a little excess H. pylori infection as well. That's another gut bacteria that's pathogenic. It's a pathogen rather. And it can wreak a lot of havoc as well. And so, you know, I've been dealing with a lot of gut stuff, especially since, I would say probably since my first bout of COVID during like before they even had, you know, any treatment for it, the alpha variant or whatever. And my body fought it naturally and it fought it very fast, but it did come at it really hard. Like I had a real solid fever. Like, and whenever you have a really hot fever in your body, you kill off a lot of your good gut bacteria. And if you're not intentional about replenishing that bacteria, things like gut dysbiosis occur, similar to like if you were somebody who took like antibiotics and stuff like that when you've been infected with something. So for me, I was really not surprised. I had a lot of weird symptoms and things paired with the extremely high stress when I had moved back to California and my grandma passed, who's like my mom, and then, you know, finding new clientele and then reestablishing new clientele like immediately and having a full schedule again within a couple of months and like all this different stuff. And when I kind of like zoom out and look at it, I'm like, this makes a lot of sense that I've got a lot of these struggles. So like I totally take full responsibility for them. I'm not really a person who likes to be the like, poor me, why is all this stuff happening? You know, because it's like, well, if you're realistic, unfortunately, sometimes we have to just be really radically responsible for the situation with our health. There's a lot of times where sometimes it does just happen to you, and that is very challenging. But for me personally, this time in my soft girl season was filled with a lot of reflection on where did I go wrong, to identify it to make sure that I would not do it again. So that was something for me that I was really grateful for, but it was very kind of jarring that most of soft girl season becomes like shadow girl season. You're like basically working on shadow work. If you're unfamiliar with that term, it's kind of like all these dark sides that have been following you around in your shadows that like are pretty much like always with you that you need to address so that you can kind of continue to move forward in your growth with your life and your, you know, spirituality, whatever you kind of want to look at it from, whatever lens rather. So for me, it ended up being like shadow work season, and that was very challenging. And actually, you know, I kind of wanted to comment on, there's somebody that I have always followed because she's got such a funny personality and she's definitely another hustler and all this different stuff, Angie Lee. She recently made a post about like not liking her slow girl season and realizing that like it was a scam and that like it made her depressed and like all this different stuff. And I don't know if she was just using some trigger words to be like polarizing for, you know, clickbait and whatever. But I kind of didn't love the entire direction she was going with that, because like while some people are not built to slow down forever, we do need to understand the benefit, and the, especially for our health as women, as females, that we are cyclical beings, and that does mean we need cycles of rest. And so kind of basically being like, oh, I got really bored during my slow girl season, so I realize it's not for me because now I'm all energized again because I'm hustling again. It's like, I don't know if that's exactly like you got out of it what you're supposed to. So for some people, if you've been hearing similar things like that about slow girl seasons, I would say that maybe they're kind of missing the point and they're still stuck in that like masculine hustle culture, because I don't think that that is the only way, and I don't think that it is the best way, especially because, you know, females physiologically, mentally, and physically just need a different pace, and we need a different pattern if we actually care about long-term optimal health. You know what I mean? So for me, that's kind of like my biggest takeaways from some of this soft girl season that I wanted to share with you guys, because it definitely was very expanding. I would say it, you know, it kind of felt like, you know, you have to kind of go inward to go back outward and like blossom more than you have before. And so for me, you know, going inward was kind of uncomfortable and kind of icky and confusing and at times very like lost feeling. But that's like what is essential to experience in a gap season, especially as a female entrepreneur or just as a female who's trying to break from the pattern of overproductiveness or, you know, all of that kind of vibe and culture. So essentially what I've come to realize is the things that we want, you know, peace, purpose, success, whatever it is, they don't have to come at the expense of our health or our sanity or our joy or our leisure, you know. And if they do, they're probably not aligned. So that's something that I want you to explore for yourself, is that are you chasing things or operating at a level that is following generic success scripting in our society? And is it sacrificing your health? and things that make you actually happy? Like, do you come home feeling like fulfilled and content? Or do you come home happy more often than not, like tired and resentful or any of those things, you know? And so, and that doesn't mean you need to like quit your job. It just means that maybe you need to look at how to align your life better, you know, and create more space or more time with people you want to spend time with, or doing things that you love and that bring you joy or relaxation, you know. Maybe you do actually have to like carve out some time to go hike for an hour or so every weekend to be in nature, if that's something that grounds you, or reading a book that you like outside on your lounger or something like that, because those things are really important for you to uphold, and they're not lazy. They're essential, you know, especially for your health. One more important reminder I wanted to offer you guys is that we don't owe anyone constant productivity, especially when the world tries to convince women that we do. So really sit on that one and just think about how much you might feel like you need to be productive because you're not valuable unless you are. You know what I mean? And before I close out this one today, another great female entrepreneur that I have always loved a lot of her voice and her stories that she shares and her journey in general is Lauren Elise, her name is, of Lauren of Love. And she was expressing recently in her own journey of growing and being a better entrepreneur that she finds herself in certain busy seasons that tend to be in the masculine energy space, because it's all about execution and getting stuff done and being organized and blah, blah, blah. And that is stereotypically in the masculine space for masculine energy. And so she said that, you know, entrepreneurial patterns of burnout would show up for her, where she was starting to just fall back into those patterns, and they're inevitably going to result in burnout. And for myself, I have done that many times, especially in my 20s, and had no boundaries. And so coming into my early 30s now, I'm like, I'm not about that life. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to take care of myself better, because, you know, my best cared for self is my best self. And that person, you know, only would come out when I'd have enough tequila. And I was like, that's not necessary. I've been a person who really didn't even like alcohol until I was like 24. And I know that like I can be that fun best self version of myself who's like much more relaxed and goofy and witty and all that kind of stuff without alcohol and without living this crazy life. And comparing yourself to what your expectation of success is not always necessary. And sometimes you have to rework that stuff in your brain so that you can actually achieve better quality life and better peace and all that kind of stuff. But all right, Rebels, I'm going to wrap up today's episode. I hope it was kind of helpful for you to kind of hear my like real, raw, honest experience with this. I did this completely unscripted because I wanted to kind of get into it with you guys and make sure that it was coming from a place of like from the heart and not necessarily, you know, from the script or something like that. Although I never read scripts. I do outline things so I stay on topic, because I like getting off topic. It's just how I am sometimes. But I do just want to remind you guys that this break that we're coming up to is not an absence, and it's all about presence. I'm trying to be more present in my life this summer, kind of giving myself a pat on the back for having such a, you know, crazy first two terms of my grad program. But the rest of my program is not as crazy as it was for this. So I'm very much looking forward to kind of coasting into the sharpening my skills time and coming into a summer that like I can actually be a little bit more chill in and enjoy myself and my family and all that good stuff. So I really hope that you kind of take this time to think about how you could really optimize your summer ahead and optimize it in the way that is supporting your, you know, birthright to rest and leisure. It's not something that you should be earning. It's not something that you should feel like you need to earn. And so I hope that you can really lean into it too. All right, Rebels, that's it for today's episode. I will see you guys in a few months when we return. I'm very excited for this next season and all the great things to offer for you. But as always, celebrate your strength and nourishment, walk with confidence, and I will catch you on another episode of Rebel Wellness. What did you think about that episode? If you enjoyed it, I hope that you would come join my community on Instagram at Rebel Wellness Podcast or my coaching page at Kaylee Loren or both. I would love to see your name pop up on my new follows list. I might say hello if I catch you. And I would also like to invite you to come check out my website, coachkales.com, if you're interested in seeing any more of the educational learning resources I have created for you. I have a whole ton of amazing free downloads that you can like dip your toe in the water of what working with me looks like. And if you are really vibing with what I have to say and how I teach it, come explore my courses that are available for purchase. They are all do it yourself. In the near future, I plan to have some awesome group coaching that will be all live. So stay tuned for that. And the best way to know when I'm going to launch those is through my monthly wellness newsletter, which is my hand curated, not AI generated, monthly all things health and wellness newsletter that I created to be your new favorite resource for staying up to date with the latest in the health world, self-care resources that I've created, and a bunch of the clean beauty picks that I personally use myself and a whole lot more, as well as early access and discounts to anything that I create in the future for specifically my newsletter signup. So if you'd like to sign up, head to coachkales.com and add yourself to my mailing list. Last but not least, I would absolutely love it if you would help our podcast grow by simply sharing a rating or review wherever you stream and are listening to me right now, and share it on your social medias or text it to some friends or family members if this episode resonated and was something that you think could help somebody else, because I really would love to help anybody in your circle if I've been helping you. So I absolutely am so grateful that you're here. And if you listened all the way through, you are a real one. So all right, Rebel, until next episode.